Came across an interesting case there last week. Just saw it online and I did a blog post on it. It's on my website, businessandlegal.ie. It's about a situation where a lender, Ulster Bank Limited, lent a lot of money to Mr. and Mrs. Burns, and they were seeking to enforce their security. I think the amount, by the time it came to the High Court, was 27 million euros, which is not small potatoes by any means. The background is that Mr. and Mrs. Burns were pursued by Ulster Bank Limited in 2013 on foot of guarantees they'd given to Ulster Bank for loans for companies operated by Mr. and Mrs. Burns. That was 2013 that Ulster Bank commenced legal proceedings. Then Ulster Bank sold the loan in 2015. They sold it to Promontoria, or Promontoria Ireland, or Promontoria Limited. And Promontoria then, having bought the loan in 2015, ended up in the High Court in 2019 or 20, seeking judgment in the sum of 27 million. However, Mr. and Mrs. Burns resisted the application for the judgment, for summary judgment, on the basis that the evidence that was given, the sworn affidavit evidence that was given by the gentleman working for Promontoria, or else working for Capita Services, or whatever you call them, who provide secretarial services for Promontoria, he didn't deal with Mr. and Mrs. Burns. He didn't work for the bank. He didn't work for Ulster Bank. And he was giving evidence in his affidavit. Mr. and Mrs. Burns made the very good argument that this evidence was essentially hearsay evidence and was inadmissible. The only person who could swear, or the only outfit who could swear to the course of conduct between the parties and the actual loan being due and the money being granted and so on and so forth, would have been the original lender, Ulster Bank Limited. And there is an exception to that situation where a lender, a bank, can rely on an 1879 Act called the Bankers' Books Evidence Act of 1879. It provides an exception to the hearsay rule, evidence rule. It allows banks to establish the proof of a debt by reference to the books and records of the bank and a course of dealing between the parties. However, in this case, Promontoria, who had bought the loan from Ulster Bank, were not a bank and therefore could not rely on the Bankers' Book Evidence Act 1879, and therefore were not granted their judgment because the High Court, or the Court of Appeal, held that it was hearsay evidence rule, and Promontoria were denied judgment of 27 million euros against Mr. and Mrs. Byrne. Now, I don't know what's going to happen now. I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Burns haven't got off scot-free with the loan of 27 million, but I don't know. I presume that Promontoria, having bought the loan, will now go back to Ulster Bank and somehow ask Ulster Bank to swear up and depose or make affidavits, swear affidavits essentially, selling out the position, and perhaps allow them to, in that way, obtain summary judgment based on or grounded on the affidavits of Ulster Bank officials or Ulster Bank authorised personnel. But interestingly, the 1879 Act, the Bankers' Books Evidence Act of 1879, as I say, it provides an exception to the hearsay evidence rule, but it is only open to banks. It is not open to outfits, companies, concerns which buy loans, for example, Promontoria. And it's an interesting case. The full decision is on my website, businessandlegal.ie. And obviously, it's a case that will be of interest to anybody who has debts hanging over them or are concerned about judgments or judgment mortgages or judgment debts being registered against them or being obtained against them and so on and so forth. I've seen a lot of people trying to resist the applications by lenders for summary judgments, and I haven't seen too many of them succeeding. However, this one has succeeded, and it succeeded because it wasn't actually the bank who was finishing off the application or finishing off the proceedings. It was the company Promontoria to whom the bank had sold the loan. So that is a sort of a loophole. As I say, they may come back again for another bite, another nibble, and it'll be grounded, I presume, on the evidence then of bankers from Ulster Bank, who will probably square the affidavits. I presume that's what's going to happen. I presume that even if they only bought the loan for 5 million or 10 million or 15 million or whatever, that they're simply not going to just walk away from it. But who knows? Anyway, it's an interesting case. It's worth having a look at if debt or judgments, summary judgments, are of concern to you. It's on my website, businessandlegal.ie. If you find this video useful, I would appreciate if you gave it the thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.